This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin read by Waide Lang Pariat. First, we take a look at the headlines. Chief Electoral Officer Meghalaya extends schedule for the ongoing SIR of electoral rolls by 14 days due to recent disruptions in Shillong. Revised Frontier Nagaland Territorial Authority Bill 2026 introduced on the first day of the Nagaland Legislative Assembly monsoon session. MLAs in Nagaland raise concerns over the proposed Foreign Contribution Regulation Amendment Bill 2026. And now we take a look at the news in details. The Chief Electoral Officer Meghalaya has extended the schedule for the ongoing special intensive revision of electoral rolls by 14 days, citing disruptions to the claims and objections and hearing process in Shillong last month. The revised schedule set September 18, 2026 as the last date for filing claims and objections, while the deadline for disposal of claims and objections and completion of the notice and hearing process has been extended to October 17, 2026. The final publication of the electoral roll will now take place on October 21, 2026. As of the latest review, 6,51,735 notices have been generated, of which 5,71,989 have been delivered to electors. A total of 1,29,298 hearings have been conducted, accounting for 19.84% of the notices generated, while 297 electors have been found ineligible following verification and hearings. The ninth session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly commenced on Tuesday. The first day of the monsoon session saw the introduction of a revised Frontier Nagaland Territorial Authority FNTA Bill 2026, along with several other government legislations. The legislation seeks to establish a special institutional arrangement for the six districts of Eastern Nagaland, Mon, Tuensang, Longleng, Kiphire, Noklak and Shamator, following the memorandum of agreement signed between the Centre, Nagaland government and the Eastern Nagaland People's Organisation in February this year. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Nephew Rio introduced four government bills on the first day of the session. MLAs in Nagaland have raised concerns over the proposed Foreign Contribution Regulation Amendment Bill 2026, urging the centre to ensure that legitimate foreign contributions to churches, charitable institutions and grassroots organisations are not adversely affected. Initiating a discussion under Rule 50 in the Assembly yesterday, MLA Achumbemo Kikon said the proposed amendments would make FCRA registration and renewal more complicated and create scope for institutions and assets built partly through foreign contributions to be taken over. In his concluding remarks on the discussion, Chief Minister Nephew Rio welcomed the Centre's decision to refer the proposed FCRA Amendment Bill to a joint parliamentary committee, saying it would provide an opportunity to address genuine concerns and remove apprehensions surrounding the legislation. In Assam, the Housing and Urban Affairs Minister Kaushik Rai on Tuesday reviewed measures to address waterlogging and flooding along the National Highway in Guwahati under the Mission Flood Free Guwahati initiative. Seven key intervention points were identified along the National Highway stretch from Jalukbari to Jorabad, with specific mitigation measures proposed for each location. Responsibilities for implementing the interventions were assigned to the concerned departments and agencies. The minister directed all stakeholders to work in close coordination and ensure prompt and time-bound implementation of the measures. The state cabinet in Manipur, chaired by the Chief Minister Yumnan Khemchan Singh, on Tuesday approved the draft Manipur Unified Trade, Shops and Establishment Licensing Bill 2026 for introduction in the upcoming Assembly session. The bill proposes a single unified licensing system for trade, shops and establishments across the state. It aims to eliminate overlapping licenses, reduce regulatory burden and simplify procedures for businesses. The Cabinet also approved amendments to the Manipur Shops and Establishments Act 2021 to liberalise regulations and remove the requirement for multiple licences for similar compliance. The Government of Sikkim has identified three glacial lakes in North Sikkim which poses highest risk of a glacial lake outburst flood, with Shakocho in North Sikkim identified as the most vulnerable. National Disaster Management Authority has identified 189 high vulnerability glacial lakes in the Indian Himalayas, including 40 high hazard glacial lakes in Sikkim. Shakocho is a medium-sized glacial lake which is located above Thangu and contains around 27 million cubic meters of water. The Government of Sikkim proposed mitigation measures to the Government of India, including a solar power pumping system to lower the water level of the said lake. The proposed pumping system by Department of Science and Technology aims to lower the lake's existing water level further by around 20 meters over a period of 2 to 3 years. Three villages of Tapon Namsan, Upper, Tapon Namgong Lower, and Makui Pipuram in Gongpokpi district of Manipur came under attack early Tuesday morning. Around 30 houses were reportedly burnt down while one person was injured. Meanwhile, Chaljang and Luthang village along the Imphal Tamenglong Road, Gangpokpi district also reported coming under heavy firing. Villagers fled to neighbouring areas for safety and no casualties have been reported from the firing so far. Deputy Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh Chawla Main on Tuesday interacted with Chairman Central Empowered Committee Chandra Prakash Goyal at Namsai. The interaction deliberated on matters concerning environmental conservation, forest management and sustainable development of Arunachal Pradesh. In a social media post, the Deputy Chief Minister emphasized that Mr. Goyal's valuable insights and experience will continue to be important in working towards balancing ecological responsibilities with the development aspirations of people. BJP Mizoram President Dr. K. Baichwa on Monday met Assam Chief Minister Dr. Himanta Biswa Sarma in Guwahati to discuss various areas of cooperation between Mizoram and Assam. During the meeting, the two leaders stressed the importance of greater cooperation between the neighbouring states in various fields. They also discussed the need for continued dialogue to resolve issues relating to the Mizoram-Assam border. The leaders further discussed the allocation of land in Guwahati for the construction of a tribal hostel for the Mara Autonomous District Council. Dr. Baichwa was accompanied by BJP Mizoram General Secretary Delson Notlia. Mizoram is gearing up for the Winter Festival as part of the state government's efforts to establish the state as the winter capital of India, officials said. The organizing committee for the festival met in Aizawl under the chairmanship of Chief Minister Lal Du Woma to discuss preparations for the event. Addressing the meeting, Lal Du Woma said that the government is actively working to establish Mizoram as the winter capital of India and most prominent initiative towards this goal is the Winter Festival. He said that the festival would serve as a platform to showcase and promote entrepreneurship in the state. The festival will also feature Christmas street decorations, a Christmas parade and several other programs. Senior BJP leaders arrived in Tripura on Tuesday to review organisational matters and chalk out a strategy for the upcoming village committee elections. The delegation includes BJP National General Secretary Organisation B.L. Santosh, North East Coordinator Dr. Sambit Patra, Co-Coordinator Rajiv Babar, Tripura in charge Rajdeep Roy and Organisation General Secretary in charge of Assam and Tripura Ravindra Raju. They were welcomed at Agartala MBB Airport by MP Rajiv Bhattacharji and other party leaders. Later, Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha, BJP State President Abhishek Debroy and other senior leaders welcomed them at the state guest house. Sohra and Mausin Ram, renowned for their record-breaking rainfall, witnessed a deficient rainfall yet again as Meghalaya recorded a 38% shortfall in August, the Indian Meteorological Department said. The state received 359.7 mm of rainfall during August against the normal 581.6 mm, the weather office said. At the district level, West Janta Hills recorded the highest deficit at 75%, followed by West Garo Hills at 72%. West Khasi Hills at 60% and North Garo Hills at 58%, it added. East Khasi Hills, home to Sohra and Mausin Ram, recorded a 42% deficit, while East Garo Hills and Rebhoy recorded 22% each, and East Janta Hills 24% below normal. South Garo Hills was near normal with a 9% deficit, while South West Khasi Hills recorded a large excess of 155%, the highest among the districts. Four strength lifters from Sikkim have been selected to represent India at the upcoming 13th World Strength Lifting and Incline Bench Press Championships 2026 in Kyrgyzstan from 8th to 12th September. The four players are Pema Dorji Bhutia, Milan Pradhan, Binu Subba and Sangita Tamang. Sikkim Strength Lifting Association Working President Alan Targen congratulated the selected athletes and wished them success in the upcoming championship. Pema Dorji Bhutia expressed confidence in their ability to perform well at the upcoming championship. Bhutia said the selection was not only a personal achievement for the athletes, but also a proud moment for Sikkim and the state's strength lifting fraternity. Before we end the bulletin, we take a look at the headlines once again. Chief Electoral Officer Meghalaya extends schedule for the ongoing SIR of electoral rolls by 14 days due to recent disruptions in Shillong. Revised Frontier Nagaland Territorial Authority Bill 2026 introduced on the first day of the Nagaland Legislative Assembly monsoon session. MLAs in Nagaland raised concerns over the proposed Foreign Contribution Regulation Amendment Bill 2026. With that, we come to the end of the Northeast News Bulletin. This is Akash Vani. Shillong. Have a nice day.